Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, well, if you guys are ready.
I was ready, boss.
All right, we'll goof off and we'll see where this goes.
Who knows? Not during Black History Month.
Don't you? Hence, no black crime or white crime on the sheet this week. Maybe at the end of Black History Month.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Ory, 3-pointer. There is it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
Back in it. Episode 150 of the Big Shot Bob podcast. We've done this 150 times.
Shouldn't we be celebrating
halfway to 300?
And we're celebrating to halfway to 300, he says. Jesus Christ. Enjoy the moment while we're in it, for God's sake. Celebrating how? Like, what should we do? Should I get some confetti poppers or something? What are you looking for here?
Well, I would get on the plane, but it's raining too hard here, so I don't want to go nowhere.
You're washed. You're socked in, man, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the Grammys in a long time. But I watched the Grammys, a little bit of the Grammys this year. I thought Trevor Noah did a pretty good job, but he had a great line to open the show. He's like, we survived one of the greatest hurdles in the history of Southern California, rain, to be here tonight. And I was like, yeah, that's about right.
Hey, it only affects people who live in the hills because, man, when you dump that much water down, rocks come sliding out. Matter of fact, when I was heading to work yesterday, I drove on the other side of the road because I'm like, the whole time I'm driving slow, doing this. I'm like, if I see any movement, I'm going to have to gun it because, you know,
that's crazy that you have to think about that.
Man.
That's crazy you have to think about that.
Yeah.
Do you have are there signs up like falling rocks, beware, or any of that stuff or no?
Not where I live.
Driving through Colorado once, that shit's scary. Like, there's just signs up that are like, beware, giant falling boulders. And you're like.
Yeah. It used to be one of those ones. It's like, I don't know freeways because I'd never use my brain to learn freeways. I just use Waze for everything. But going around the Dodger Stadium, it used to be, they used to have these rocks fall on the freeway all the time. But they finally put a net / fence up to hold back the rocks. So that used to be the scariest thing for me. Going around Dodger Stadium, but other than that, we good.
See, if you like I said, if you move to the south, I mean, you'll have to deal with the rain, but you ain't got to experience, you know, rock slides and mud slides and the hills and all that other kind of stuff.
Hey, we had a guest though. I blame him. He was just giving Christian a scholarship to Georgia Tech. I'm moving to Atlanta, baby.
There's a note to Coach Stoudemire over at Georgia Tech. If you want to, gift Rob a scholarship there.
Hey, I tell everybody now, I say, hey, you can be a 2-for-1 package. If you need me to help coach, scout, you know, recruit, give Christian a scholarship, I'm in.
Oh, that would be dope. You could. Well, I don't know how Christian would feel about that, but hey, you could sit on the bench.
I want to be that guy that sits in the back and wait. I don't want to sit on the bench. I want to be in the back waiting on them to come back out. I might want to go to the film room.
How would Christian feel about you potentially being a coach? Like Christian,
I think Christian, you know, I've trained him all the way up until he was in the ninth grade. And he is a great kid. I'm just saying, as great as my son, but I could tell him to do something. He asked me no questions. He go out and do it. Now, my middle son, when I was trying to train him, shit, that didn't work at all. You know, happy birthday, Cameron. Birthday was yesterday. But that dude, that's why he played football. He doesn't listen to me when it comes to basketball. But yeah, Christian, though, he's really good. Christian, when you get a guy and you tell him to do something on the court, he doesn't care if he's his dad. It belongs to you, a coach, and he thinks you and he believes and trusts you, he's going to do it. So he's a good player. He's a good performer. And I want to say a good soldier because soldiers are, you know, on a whole nother level. But he follows the rules, I should say.
Good. That's what's up.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Hopefully you get that in the mail at some point in time.
Something, man. Maybe we can sign him a 10-day to the Lakers or something. Y'all missing a few pieces now.
Yeah.
Where do we stand with the Vando thing? Is he done? Is he out for the
year? No. Reports are he'd be out 3 to 4 weeks, so we'll see what that goes.
It's not
on.
As bad.
He just has a mild sprain. And when I saw him do it, all I could think of was Rick Fox. And that ended Rick Fox's career. You know, Rick tore a tendon in the bottom foot. I don't know what tendon it was or whatnot, but it was really bad. And when Rick tore it, you know, we lost him for the rest of the year, and that pretty much ended his career because it never allowed him to be able to run or move like he wanted to.
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, well, heck. What else could go wrong right now with the Lakers? You know, they're on a 3-game win streak, I believe?
Yes.
Over some, you know, some pretty good wins as well.
Mm-hmm. The only thing
LeBron had to do was put an hourglass and send a message out.
Oh my God, dude.
It took that. So that's, whatever that's supposed to mean.
It's amazing you can move the needle with an emoji.
Yeah. he can move the needle. Not everybody can do that.
That's true.
Man, let me just say, it's like if you take anybody who played basketball, like in my era, and you watch that Celtics game, you'd be like, this is beautiful basketball. The way the Lakers played, the way they played defense, the way they shared the ball, the way the ball was moving. It's like, this is what we talk about when you're a little kid. The ball can outrun the defense. You know, we always talk about that's what they did in that game. So, I had to give them a big ups for winning that game against the Celtics.
Now, question, and this is, you know, obviously short-sighted. What do you take away from that Boston game with no LeBron, with no AD, and the way that team played without those two? I know it's short term. You can't win the title without those two. Yeah. I get it. But what is it that, I mean, because the ball moved and Austin Reeves, boy.
It goes to show you that everybody that plays basketball at one point in time was a star on their team. And so these guys can play. And then they take a backseat to the bigger stars. And that's how it is. But also, if you look at the way that the Celtics play, they play uninspired. And so they're like, oh, no LeBron, no AD, we got this. And once, you know, Reeves got hot, it was a wrap. And so, it was just one of those games that are going to happen to the teams like that. And that's why when you talk about championship quality teams, that doesn't happen to championship quality teams because each and every night, they take care of business regardless of who they play. You know, I think about the days with Shaq and Kobe. Man, when we play someone like, let's say, in reverse roles and playing the Lakers and they ain't got their two stars, I wasn't playing in the fourth quarter because we're going to be up by 30 by the end of the third quarter. And I'm like, no, Phil, you're putting somebody else in. Rob taking the rest of that off. And so teams, when you're that good, you have to dominate the game. You have to take care of business. And a lot of teams nowadays – they don't do that because they want to shoot fast threes. They don't want to, they want to take prize possession of the basketball, meaning, okay, yeah, we're up 20. Why do we need to shoot this with, 3 seconds into the shot clock? Let's run it down because that same shot we're going to get with 22 seconds into the shot clock. And guys don't think that way. You know, even the game last night, they got an offensive rebound, and he kicked it out to D'Lo, and it was like, 40 seconds left to go in the game, and he took a three. I'm like, dude, time is the most precious thing in sports, life, everything. So use the time wisely instead of taking a bad three. So that's how it works, though. But it happens every once in a while, man, even to the best of us, but not the great of us.
Is that a cognizant thing, though, that the team thinks about? Like, are you actively thinking about changing – maybe the way you play when you don't have your stars, you know what I mean? Like if you're the Lakers without LeBron and AD, that just sort of changes the way the team operates.
Let's take myself, for instance. The guys like myself, their career highs always came when one of the star players was not playing the game.
All right, someone's got to step up.
That means the ball is going to move more. It's not going to stick in a star's hand, and you're going to get shots, and that's how it is because guys light up when the star is like, oh, and this is no knock on LeBron. If you watch LeBron, the ball is going to stick in his hand.
Well, the offense runs through him. You know what I mean?
He has the capability to beat you off the dribble and get to the hole and do all that. And the ball is going to go to the post and AD. But AD is a little different because he will kick that mug out when you double team him. But like even if you watch any pros. Let's go to Jokic. The ball sticks in his hand when he has the advantage, and a lot of guys don't get their games up. Look down the street. Trae Young is y'all star. It sticks a lot in his hand. And so the other guys, you don't know if they can play or shoot or not. That's why when these guys are out, guys are smiling, they're happy, the ball moves, they're like, yeah, yeah, ding dong, the witch is gone. So they're ready to play basketball.
Man. The other one with LeBron this week was the New York thing with the towel. The towel, yeah, I think, that started, and then the I think it was a post-game comment. You ever thought about playing New York? Yeah, I thought about that, sometime in my career. I thought that would happen. And then, to the point where Rich Paul has to come out and be like, no, we're not looking for a trade. LeBron does not want to be traded. We're not asking for a trade. That is not – like, so that got a little people riled up. I think it was Windhorst. Somebody said he was very aware of the fact that he had a New York Knicks towel draped on his shoulders. Just trying to light a little fire,
man. Shower.
Just trying to start some shit, man. That's all I'm trying to do. Just start some shit.
Oh, that's funny, man. You appreciate the levity in certain situations. That's the thing about these kids now. As a kid, as a grown man, they're very smart on how they use social media to get talked about, get a rise out of people, and just it's funny. I love it. I'm just glad it wasn't around when I was playing.
Oh, yeah. MJ and Rodman can thank it not being around when they were playing, because my goodness. But LeBron knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
LeBron knows.
Yeah, it seems very purposeful.
And he doesn't care.
Yeah.
You look at LeBron, you just even in these shoot around interviews, post game interviews, he's going through the motions. If he was a guy that could really turn down post game pressers and interviews, he would easily, but obviously him being the face of the league, he can't do that, and it doesn't look right. So, but just body language and everything, the man don't care nothing about doing none of this. Or even if he does, even if he is okay with it, he's not trying to answer the same old questions every single time. I can pinpoint the questions every time somebody asks and say, he ain't trying to answer that. And lo and behold, he ain't trying to answer that.
Yep. Yeah, no, it happens a lot with him post-game. I don't know. Just some interesting little nuggets there. He's just stirring the pot this week, man. Just getting people riled up for no good reason. Do we see anything happening at the deadline? What do you see, like, for LA? Anything? Because it seems like the Lakers and the Jazz are the two that are in actual, from what I've heard, actual offers on DeJounte Murray. But I don't know if we see DeJounte go anywhere at this point. It's getting kind of late in the game.
Well, it's not, so many trades are made the night.
I mean,
you had trades made at midnight, just to get it done. Because I think a lot of time, people that really want to trade someone, they try to hold out and get as much as they can. At the end of the day, they'll make the trade if they wanted to make the trade. But it's going to be very, very difficult for the Lakers to get DeJounte, I think, because I just think they're not going to give up the picks. Their whole entire last few years, the whole entire things have been the picks. We don't want to give up picks. We don't want to give up the picks. We don't give up the picks. And I think, they saw glimpses when Bender was there and how they could play. But so I think they're just going to run it with this team. But I could be wrong, but who knows?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. And especially, I think, from the Hawks standpoint, because the Hawks have been playing well as of late. Obviously a lot of the West Coast teams have come in and they've handled them. They handled the Suns. They dealt with the Lakers, they battled with Clippers. The Clippers.
Played well.
Mm-hmm.
They've been looking pretty decent. Now, outside of the fact that whatever the Lakers were offering them probably wasn't enough, now you look at the way that they're gelling, and the one reason why they're playing so well is DeJounte.
Yeah, he's playing.
And obviously,
when you
hear your name in trade rumors, obviously, guys hear it. Whether they care about it or not, they hear it. And they go out on the floor, and they're either showing their current team, hey, I'm going to make you think twice about this, or I'm showing my next team, hey, this is an audition, and this is what you're getting. So it could be a combination of both, but I think it's going to be real tough for the Lakers to get DeJounte unless the Lakers offer something that we don't know that they're going to offer.
Yeah, I mean, well, the Lakers
we always make the joke about, the reason Yeah, Bando is playing so well because he's the only one on that team that can't be traded. Wow. So he's just a happy camper.
Smiling and skipping to work, baby.
Uh-huh.
Well, I feel like, though, if, you know, you I don't know. For me, it feels like the Lakers need at least one piece. I don't know what that piece is, but
they keep saying they want a defensive wing.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard because nobody plays defense anymore.
Nobody.
I'm like, just Bando. Got your defensive wing and Bando.
Yeah.
So what do you want?
Well, DeJounte does play some defense.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that. He's scrappy. He gets his hands in the passing lanes. He's not top three, top four in assists over the last five seasons for nothing. I mean, not assists, but steals for nothing. You know, he's a pretty decent on-ball defender, and he takes some pride in it. So, I mean, for what it's worth to play defense nowadays, he's still one of the guys that do it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What about Embiid? We didn't talk about Embiid yet.
Oof.
That was crazy.
That's a sticky situation.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that what they're thinking, though?
He'll be evaluated after 4 weeks.
Okay.
So do we know? They evaluate him, then they got another 2 weeks to get him ready.
Yeah, I was going to say 6 weeks. That's 6 weeks. But do we know? Because from what I was hearing on it's a meniscus flap, is what I've read on it, and it said if it was a total repair and replacement, that he's well done. Could miss. That was it. Like you're done for the year. So right. Do we know? Like, where are they with? I don't know where they are with this operation or where he stands currently. Like, has he had it? The operation, is it done? I don't know if it's done yet. Is it?
Is it the same? Didn't he have issues with that knee? What kept him out in the beginning of his career?
I think so. Yes, I think it's the same.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, I guess it's just kind of up in the air. Obviously, as all these kinds of injuries are. You just got to wait and see how it shakes out. But, I mean, that's. He's at a point now where he's going to miss a significant period of time. I would imagine MVP wise, that's probably the end of that campaign, right, for him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But let's think about this. Everybody's making a big issue out of, oh, look that. All right. If the NBA didn't even say anything, if this word wasn't out there, let's say if he missed the next 6 weeks, they ain't going to give it to him anyway. So it doesn't even matter because they're going to say he missed too many games.
Right.
And that's before the rule came out, you know, so
people
are just talking about it now, just to be talking about, like, it had nothing to do with it. You know, if you're going to miss these games, they're going to say, oh, you got Jokic over here who's been durable. You got Giannis over here. You got Luka. You got Shai Gilgeous. So he automatically fell to the end of the line. So
yeah,
stop
just,
talking
just
about this
time.
Rule the NBA made. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about it later because I do have some stuff on that. Nothing crazy. It's just wild to me. How many people are involved in not being eligible for stuff because of the new rules? It's a little weird.
Yeah.
How do the Sixers hold up in all this with him being out for any kind of extended period of time?
In Maxi, we trust.
Tobias, get off your butt.
Yep. Oh, well, that's true.
Hey,
yeah, get Tobias Harris.
You know what? It's weird. When one of the Sixers stars go down, usually Tobias steps up. And I'm hoping he steps up because – he said it all the time that he's an all-star. This is your moment to prove it. Go out there and, you know, and be that second or first fiddle, but not the third fiddle. You know, you're too damn good to take a back seat to everybody else on that team.
Yep. All right, well, we'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I think they drop. I really do think they fall.
Oh, they're going to fall
a lot. They're going to take a couple. Oh, I don't know about a lot. You take a few steps back. But I would I mean, I get it. It's Embiid. But, you know, you hope that you can, like you just said, you hope that it's the same situation with the Lakers. When your big guys are out, and in this case you've got to go without him for an extended period of time, everybody on that team was a star at some point. Step up. Find a way to win some games, man.
You better hope to have one of the weakest schedules coming up, because that's the only thing when you look at without Embiid is that who do we have coming up? You know, you got Cavaliers, Clippers, Kings, Clippers, Lakers, Suns, Heat, Hornets, one game they just won right there. Bucks lost, Knicks lost, Knicks lost, Pelicans lost. Think about that.
Wait, you just chalked the Hornets up as a win.
let's be real. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The next 10 games, everybody playing is in the playoffs except for the freaking Hornets.
Yeah.
They about to go 1-9, maybe.
Ooh.
And the way the Hornets looked last night, the way Miller got a career high, the way Bridges got a career, they might lose that. And so they got a tough schedule. The only people that aren't in the playoffs that they play in the next 20 games are the let's see, we look at it.
Well, you mentioned the Lakers.
Hornets. That's it, man.
That's it.
Oh, and they play the Hawks like 25 games later. They got a rough ass schedule. So you talking about not dropping? Oh, they about to drop.
We'll see. I'm anxious to see how it shakes out.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see how it shakes out. The Clippers. Can we talk briefly about the Clippers?
They bowling.
Dude, they're 25-5 I guess 26-5 in their last 31 games. They are technically the 3 seed in the West right now, I think. Or I think they have the same number of losses as the Thunder and the Timberwolves, but they've played 2 less games, or 1 less game probably at this point, if you count last night. I'm going to be the first to put my hand up and go, I did not see this working. I did not see this Clippers experiment working the way it's worked, and I certainly did not see Russell Westbrook being the statistically best sixth man in the league right now. I would have been the first one, and I'll be the first one with my hand up and go, nope, I didn't see that at all.
I think if you look at when the Lakers moved Westbrook to the bench, he was a leading candidate for, you know, sixth man of the year. Because let's, you know, we look at Russ and we look at, oh, where's the OKC Russ? But this still is the OKC Russ. We just didn't pay attention to the turnovers like we did because the team was subpar. And they feel like he was forcing it. But this is Russ. This is who he is. He's going to have a lot of turnovers, but he's going to play his ass off each and every night. He's going to give you a lot of energy, and you have to respect what he does because he plays hard. And for me, if you look at this team, I think the fact that you got 2 players in Kawhi and Paul George who are like, no, I don't care. Whatever, as long as we win, who gives a shit? You know, and you got James is running the team. James is passing the ball. He's literally making everybody on that team better because he's getting the ball to the people in the right spot. And I always thought James was just a lob guy to centers, but no, he's penetrating, kicking to the guys on the wing. And I'm even impressed that he's actually spotting up and catching and shooting and knocking down Jays, which hasn't been his forte for a while.
Yeah, and as you talk about that, I saw a lot of that last night. Mm-hmm. Obviously, being in State Farm Arena last night, Clippers were in town. Watching the way that team plays, now it was a high-scoring affair. You know, there wasn't a ton of defense. Well, I won't say that. Guys were just knocking down shots. Both teams shot well. But the Clippers just have a lot. Like, they got a lot to throw at people. Most people, you know, you take a big drop-off when you throw in your second unit. There's not a ton of drop-off with their second unit, even when it comes to Russ or it comes to Norman Powell, or even sometimes when you leave Terrence Mann out there with the second unit. To be able to give those 3 guys a breather and then being able to interchange some of them and throw them in with the second unit and sit other guys down, they got depth. They have some serious depth. And obviously, you know, your two reserve big men who are out there because I think Zubac is out right now, but he'll be back soon. But just the way their big men play, their big men don't have to do much but roll to the basket and play defense.
And put people on their ass. That's what Plumlee does. He just knocks people around. That's what you have your enforcer, a silent enforcer.
That's exactly what it is. And guess what? When it's time to actually play defense, they're going to do it. You know why? Because I got 2 of the better wing defenders in the NBA, and that's Kawhi and that's Paul George.
And then when you put Westbrook and Norman Powell out there, that's four people right there who can play defense. You know, who cares if Harden doesn't? You know, because there's always a weak link on the offensive end. You can put Harden on him and say, yo, just rest up, young fella, old fella, you know, whatever he is.
He's not really a young fella anymore. Not quite an old fella, but he's somewhere in the middle. But
mid-range.
is that what they're doing right, though? Is it just moving the basketball more? Because I really thought it was going to be the Harden show. And then and then from that comes strife amongst teammates.
I think the fact that, you know, Harden and Westbrook has played before, Paul George and Kawhi are such laid back guys, and that, you know, and I think when you don't have alphas, because let's think about it, even though they're alpha dogs on those teams, they're not the true alpha in the sense where I need the ball. Give me the ball. We ain't winning because I don't have the ball. They're not like, they're like, they just want to win. And I think you look at that mixture of that team, there's no head button. They just go out and play basketball. And I think Ty Lue, you know, we're going to give him some credit too. He's found a system that works. He's got those guys to buy in. I know he didn't want to do this, but even putting P.J. Tucker, you know, let's face it, it's past his time. We're going to sit you on the bench, and we're going to save you for the playoffs to play some defense. So I think the way they're playing this game, the way Ty Lue is coaching this game, it's been perfect. He's only playing, you know, 8 to 9 guys, which is how it should be played, instead of playing 12 guys like a lot of teams like to do. Everybody's getting the rhythm. Everybody's playing very well together.
Can we get Ty back on? Man. You got to reach out to him, man. I know he's busy. He's coaching a team. But
I should have said something to him yesterday, and I ain't even think about it.
I'd love to get him back on and just kind of pick his brain about how he had to put this thing together. Because we all said this was going to be a puzzle.
You know, when we went to dinner for one of Candace's friend's birthday. We had to dinner with Ty. He was just saying how people was thinking this wasn't going to work. He says he saw a vision of how well that Harden plays with people and how well he gets people involved. And so he saw the vision. He says, it's going to take us some time. He said, you're not going to just jump out there and start winning. And now he's proving his point. He says they're playing well together and they know each other. Because think about it. When you throw a dynamic player like him, meaning Harden, onto a team and you don't really practice, it's hard for other guys to get to know his specialties, his moves, what he likes best to do in the court, and vice versa. He needs to learn those guys. So I think as games have gone on, you know, because think about it, when they first started out, they was getting smashed by everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but it took some time to learn what was going on and understand who's the pecking order.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
By the way, before we move on, we got Super Bowl, we got Big Shot of the Week, and we got a game called Traded at the End, which coming up on the trade deadline, we'll kind of see what you guys know about who finished their career where. Are we sleeping on the Cavs?
No.
Cavs are the 2 seed right now, I think, in the East, man.
We said
2 words about the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I mean, it's Cleveland, and, you know, it's they are under the radar. They're under the radar.
Didn't they do the same thing last year?
They were, was it last year or the year before that they
it
were
up there?
Was last
year because they got Donovan Mitchell's first or second year was scene. Last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was last year. Yeah, they were up there and they got bounced early.
Mm-hmm. I think when you look at teams, and the Cavs are a young team, even though they added, you know, Max, who has some playoff experience, I still think they're young, they're immature, and the good teams don't let one guy beat them. I know, you know, Donovan Mitchell, and then you got Garland, but I just think the Cavaliers are missing the ability to stop people on the other end, and that's going to hurt them.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I haven't watched a ton of Cleveland this season.
I went back and started digging up some highlights when I saw they were the, because at the time of this, they were the 3 seed. Last night they won, they were the 2 seed, and I'm like, oh, I got to go back and look at what have I not been paying attention to?
Yeah, but I do know Jared Allen has been, he's been active.
Yeah.
And he's been out there, you know, doing what Jared Allen does. You know, he runs the floor, protects the rim, alters shots, and rebounds. And, you know, every occasionally when he runs that floor, you're going to hit him with a lob. So, hey, I'm not surprised. With him and Evan Mobley down there, those guys should be much more, and they're going to benefit a lot from the 76ers loss of Embiid. They are, because that's one less big man that I got to deal with in the East, the prominent big man in the East.
You think about this. The Sixers are in fifth place right now. 2 games out of 6, 3 games out of 7, 4 games out of 8, 7 games out of 9. So a four or five game slide
for them could end up in the play-in.
Yeah, you think about it, you got hot team like Brooklyn and Atlanta playing really good, and you got you know Chicago probably slide because Zach LaVine's out for a couple of months, but who knows?
Oh, yeah.
But it's possible that the Sixers could fall down to the play-in spot, or even out the playoff. Not the playoff because. Toronto, Charlotte, Washington, Detroit sucks.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got some bad teams. Let's not even talk about the Pistons. I don't even want to talk about the Pistons. But for the sake of putting it out there, Donovan Mitchell in his last 10 games, 35.6 points per game. And they've won 14 of their last 15. So Cleveland's got it. Yeah, they got it going, man. They got it cooking. But I'm waiting to see how that translates to the postseason.
Yeah.
Show me in the postseason.
Yeah, it don't matter where you know, there's a lot of teams who finish high in the postseason. I mean, in the regular season, but finish early in the postseason. Going fishing, 1-2-3 Cancun.
That's true.
Yeah, don't pull that. All right, so what are you doing for Super Bowl?
Sitting on my couch.
Sitting on your ass? You're not doing anything fun? You ain't going to a party?
No, one of my friends has a ticket and he invited me. And I looked at my wife. She says, not without me. I'm kidding. She said I could go, but I don't want to deal with the crowd, man. I'd rather just watch the commercials at home. She said, you can go. And I was like, no, but I really don't want to go. I went to the one that was here in LA because I knew the people in the suite. It was right down the street.
I was going to say, you can get home from there. Yeah. I mean, it's a home game. That's no big deal.
But going to Vegas, you got to fight that crowd, and you got to get to a hotel, which is going to be crowded.
Dude, I'm telling you, Vegas is going to be out of control.
I figured out why she was trying to send me. She said, we should have a Super Bowl party here at the house. And it's like, so you trying to have a party at the house without me? You know, I don't want to have a party. So if you send me to the Super Bowl, you can have a party with your friends and have a good time without me.
Party's going to start. People are going to be drinking. Then Rob's going to crawl in like she did last week. right behind him on the floor. Don't even notice.
Hey,
I would try to come down the chimney.
It would have been a win-win. It would have been a win-win because, hey, you would have been at the game and she had a party at the house. Like you said, you don't like parties, so you wouldn't have been there.
I like parties. I just don't like them at my house because I don't like to fucking clean up.
I didn't. Yeah, no, dude. See, that's the thing. When you get old, you forget it, man. I don't want to clean. I don't want other people's filthy ass in my house. Take that somewhere else.
Yeah, I know people probably said, dude, you got enough money. Just hire someone to come clean for you. I'm like, it's a certain way you like stuff done. If you get I'm just weird about stuff.
I don't want people in my house. Stay the hell out of my house. All right, look, who you got? Who do you think is going to win this thing?
Kansas City.
I think the 49ers are going to win it, but I don't want the 49ers to win it.
I hate the 49ers.
We know you do, Rams fan.
Yeah.
We know you do. Yeah, no, I think the Niners are going to win.
It's one of the ones you damned if you do and you damned if you don't. This one because you want this to be about them and not Taylor Swift if the Chiefs win. And then I just don't want the 49ers to win.
Okay. Well, I think they're gonna. I think Shanahan's gonna.
I think they're gonna too, but I don't want to.
Yeah. Shanahan comes up short again.
Oh, painful. All right, let's look at some of the prop bets. The national anthem: Reba McEntire singing the national anthem, which I wouldn't have picked for Vegas Super Bowl, but hey, whatever.
Who is that?
Reba McEntire. You know Reba.
Oh, Reba.
She's on the Voice. Reba. She's on the Voice. Ain't the one that's on the Voice. Yeah.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's on the Voice.
Mm-hmm. You mean Reba? Oh,
yeah, okay. Reba McEntire.
Not your Reba. Centipede Reba, not Reba. That's old school right there.
Was it Reba that sung
that? Is it Reba that sung Centipede?
I maybe.
Is this the Reba that had the TV show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know her last name. I just always knew her as
Reba. Country singer Reba McEntire.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just always knew it as Reba. I didn't know her last name.
She is on The Voice, so you've seen her on The Voice. The over-under for the national anthem is 90.5 seconds. like, wow. A minute and a half. Remember. Whitney's
longer.
Iconic version is just about, comes in at like 158 or something like that. So yeah. I feel like you bet the over on that. Because Reba's a country singer. She sings slow. She's not really...
Oh, true.
You know? So I feel like she's going to drag that. But it's amazing. You can bet on if she's going to omit any words or if there's a scoring drive that's shorter than the national anthem. Which hey, I imagine would be a turnover or something. Because well, how do you get where, under a minute and
Reba,
a half?
Reba, you know, country people, they love America. And I think she's going to be a traditional when it comes singing the song.
Yeah.
And she's going to sing it like it was meant to be. You know, ad-libbing and get down to it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Mm-hmm. But I still think she's going to go over a minute and a half. Okay. You got halftime show by Usher. You can actually place a bet on over, under, he performs 8.5 songs this line. 8.5. So either he's performs 8 or he performs 9.
So I wonder how what that bet is, because I can make a phone call and be like, yo, Usher, how many songs you going to sing, dog? I'm about to bet this shit in Vegas.
You're like, hold on, wait.
Roll that back. Rob, let me attack this one. Please.
When you say you can make a phone call, you mean actually to Usher Raymond?
No, not to Usher, but someone who knows Usher.
Oh, but even then, you're talking about the man next to the man.
Yeah.
And Jenner's now, I think I can ask this for the both of us.
Go, please do.
We ain't had no Usher Raymond on this show. We ain't even had an Usher. We ain't even had an Usher from the church on this show. We've had no form of ushers whatsoever.
No.
Well, I just met this person not too long ago, so that's the reason. It's not like it's this that Usher number been in my phone forever. I just met this person that knows Usher, so it's not like it's been there for like 3, 4, 5, 6 years. It's only been in life for like 6 months.
6 months is a nice little bit of time.
Has it been 6 months? When did the season just start? It's not been 6 months.
You talking about the football season?
Oh, this season.
Basketball season starts in October.
Okay.
Like late October?
You got enough time to reach out and say, hey, you know, whoop-de-whoop. Hey, let's.
But would that be fair, though? You put like, I'm going to put $1 million down. And because you already had an inside scoop on.
Look, man, there ain't nothing that says you can't have inside information. If they find now you put this shit out to the world, now it's probably not going to, it's probably going to blow up in your face. But
I'm not betting on any of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, but no, I don't think there's anything. Actually, I'm gonna wind that back. I don't know if it's illegal.
I'll be like Martha Stewart or have my ass.
It's very insider trading. It's very insider trading. Yeah.
Hey, and I'm gonna tell you this right now. Where you may end up going ain't gonna be as plush and lavish as where Martha's at.
Shit, they better put me at home on house arrest.
In the comfy prison?
Yeah. For betting. Hey, then again, this is Vegas. I might end up in the fucking desert. Yes.
Strap your ass to a rock. Just throw you out there to die. All right, so you can also bet whether Usher will debut a new song during the halftime show.
Oh, I would bet on that.
You think so?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Mm-mm. I feel like you bring Usher in to do the class, whatever the hits are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Have y'all seen the Christopher Walken Usher commercial? For BMW?
No.
No.
Yeah. It's gonna be doing the Super Bowl. It's okay. Kinda cool. Because you know how everybody likes to talk like Christopher Walken's.
Yeah.
And he's going through and then he gets to a restaurant and Usher's sitting there, he says, "Don't you have someone to be?" He goes, "Yeah." You know, like his song. Yeah. And he goes upstairs and he does the Christopher Walken dance and runs out. So it's kind
of
funny.
Okay. Huh. I'm not a huge fan of them debuting the Super Bowl commercials ahead of
me
the Super
either.
Bowl.
They like, do it all
like,
the time.
They do it. It's like a new thing now. Like the last several years, it's like, oh, we're going to put this out a week before. Keep that shit in your pocket, man.
Yeah.
You spent the money on it, you know?
And it's also, you know, Usher already released his tour dates for this year.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. I think he released it today.
Oh.
It's on social media. He released his tour dates for his upcoming tour. Mm-hmm. He'll be in Atlanta in October. He has two dates in Atlanta, obviously.
All right, so
does
Rob,
he actually live in Atlanta or not?
He has a house here, absolutely.
He's got a place here. I don't know how. I would imagine he spends almost all of his time in Vegas now because of the residency.
Yeah, but he got a house here.
Yeah. All right, so Rob, so you got between now and October to set up you coming to town and Usher in studio. All right?
Okay.
So you got time. I'm giving you what, like a 6-7 month walk up on that? Come on now.
Gotcha.
Uh-oh.
I'll remind Candace. She'll get it done.
Yeah, Candace is, because Candace was stay on me about stuff, because
I've learned this. Yeah, I've learned. Usually when B and I come up with a good idea, he's like, email that to Candace.
You know what? Because Candace stays on me, because, you know me, I'll be like, do-do-do-do-do. I'll be in here playing video games.
Rob's in there playing the new Grand Theft Auto. He forgot about everything, man.
Hey, I got to get on my boy Alex, because he's supposed to send me my Suicide Squad. He lost a bet to Alabama.
Oh, I'm... Dude,
finish the season with a better record in Ohio State. So you need to send me my Suicide Squad. You played it?
No, it's PS5, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah, no, I haven't played. I don't have a PS5. I'm dying. Oh, okay. I haven't played the new Spider-Man. I'm dying.
Look at B. How you looking at us?
I gotta get me a PS5. I gotta convince some clown here to buy me a PS5. Not you, just somebody. I'm sort of calling you a clown. But if you want to buy me a PS5. You can also bet on the color of the Gatorade. Of course, they do that every year.
Orange.
Yeah, orange. By the way, since 2001, orange has been dumped 5 times. Clear has been 4 times. Oh, that's weird.
That's just water.
Yeah, blue is 4, none is 4, and then yellow and purple both have 3. So you can bet on stupid shit for the Super Bowl. So we'll see how it shakes out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, big shot of the week, and then we're going to play our game. Big shot of the week is going to go to a gentleman named James Anderson. James is a plumber in the British town of Burnley in the UK over there. A few years back, he had a call to a 91-year-old woman's house for a busted boiler. And when he got there, he found out the woman had acute leukemia. And she was kind of on end-of-life care at her house. So the actual receipt that he wrote up for the call is what went viral. And it said, quote, "No charge for this lady under any circumstances. Lady is 91 years of age, acute leukemia, end of life care. We will be available 24 hours to help her and keep her comfortable as possible." So we got called on an emergency call. He didn't charge this woman a dime because she's at the end of her life. Well, the reason he gets a big shot of the week is since that, James has started an organization called DEFR, Disability and Elderly Plumbing, Heating, and Emergency Repair. And he has assisted over 2,300 people free of charge fixing heating and air problems, plumbing problems for people that are either disabled or elderly at the end of their life. So he started an organization based on this one viral moment, and he has helped over 2,300 people who otherwise would have to come out of their own pocket at a time where you don't have it, you know, and you're in tough spots. So I just thought that story was freaking really, really cool. So man, I gave big awesome shout out of the week to James Anderson. I just thought that
that's
was a dope story, man.
That is
that's cool.
Yeah. That's big ups to him. Cause you know, think about it. You know, so many of these people they just need something fixed. You know, just come in and do it the right way. Don't try to overcharge. Don't try to screw them.
Too many people take advantage
I love
of the elderly.
This, man. It's so disappointing, man. You know, those people really got a place for them when they take advantage of, you know, people who in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So big shout of the week to Mr. James Anderson. All right. Well, listen, we are sneaking up on the deadline. It is coming up quick. Thursday. So I wanted to play a game here. I called it Trade It at the End. We had Dominique Wilkins on a few weeks back. My all-time favorite player. Still breaks my heart that I had to see him wear Celtics green. just everything about that made me feel uncomfortable. So I just pulled a few of these, and I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of these I really didn't know. But I'm going to see how you guys do. So question number one, we'll start with Rob. And if you don't know it, Harp can try and steal it for a point.
Okay.
Allen Iverson was a Philadelphia icon for 12 seasons. He suited up for three other teams at the end of his career. Can you name any or all of the three that
he
played
like
for?
I can name two of them.
Okay, I'll give you a point for each one.
Memphis and the Nuggets.
Yeah, he did. And Harp, for a point, can you come up with the third one?
He suited up.
He played for the Nuggets, 06 mm-hmm. to 08, and he did play for the Grizzlies in 2009. 2008, 2009, he played for another team.
2008, 2009.
You know what's so weird? I just saw that on IG the other day. And I was like, I didn't know you played for them. Who was it?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, I didn't know this one even. Detroit.
Yeah, that's
he
who
played
it was.
For the Pistons. Okay. And I guess he finished the 09 season in Memphis. So
got it.
I do not recall Allen Iverson in a Detroit Pistons jersey. I just don't. Harp, Hakeem the Dream, one of the greatest big men ever to play alongside Robert Horry. After an iconic 18 seasons with the Rockets, he played for 1 year at the end of his career for what other team?
Rob know this one. I'm trying to remember what it is. For one other team.
Rob was in the league when this happened. This was 2001-2002. 01-02 season. And I'm going to bet I forgot about this entirely.
The only reason he played for this team is because he loved the city.
Because he loved the city.
Mm-hmm. Want a hint?
Sure.
You're going to give him a point? Sure. They had him a point. Yeah.
It's above you. That's all I'm going to say.
It's above you. We're in the South. It's fucking vague.
Everything's above.
Yeah, everything's above us. Except the Miami.
It was an Eastern team.
It's all right if you can't pull it.
It's above me. It wasn't Charlotte, was it?
Rob, what was it?
Toronto.
The Toronto Raptors.
Toronto above everybody.
That's the name of this week's show, above everybody. Rob, Tony Parker, another famous teammate of yours, 17 huge seasons with the Spurs.
Charlotte Hornets.
Until 2018 when he played for the Hornets.
Most of these I can't remember, I never knew at all.
I did not know that Tony Parker played for the Charlotte Hornets. I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
On a bet, I couldn't have.
It was
that.
It was he because one of his Frenchmen was playing there. I can't remember who.
Oh man!
So yeah,
dude. No, I had no clue about that at all.
Yeah.
B-Dog Patrick Ewing, synonymous with New York basketball. After 15 seasons in the Big Apple, he suited up for two other teams at the end of his career. Can you name either one of them, or both of them?
I can only name one.
I knew one, and I did not know the other. It was 2000-2001, and then 2001-2002. It was two different teams.
Jeez.
But, I mean, when you think Patrick Ewing, all you see is the blue
it's the
New
Knicks.
York jersey.
That's all I see.
That's all you see is the Knicks jersey.
Well, at least all I want to see.
Damn it.
I can't even.
Rob, do you know him?
Did he guess it?
No, he didn't know.
Just the Magic and...
Oh! I do remember him with the Magic.
Magic, and did he play for Charlotte?
No, the other one was Seattle. He played for the Supersonics in 2000 and 2001, which I didn't even know. I remember him finishing his career with the Orlando Magic, though.
Yeah.
01-02. All right, Rob. Kevin Garnett. 14 seasons as a Minnesota Timberwolf. Then he went to Boston. He played six seasons as part of their Big Three. Where did he play the last 2 years of his career, though?
Brooklyn.
That's right. He played for the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, that one was 13, that was kind of easy.
I didn't know that.
He played with Paul Pierce. They got traded over.
They had their big three over there. Didn't even remember it.
Yeah. No, didn't even remember it.
Because that was when one of those games where what's his name? Like they, when Draymond Green tell him, like, you think they're gonna love you like they love Kobe? They ain't gonna love you.
That's right. That's right. I remember that.
Was he with the Clippers when he said that?
He might have been. Oh, no. I can't remember. Yeah. That, but I remember that. All right, Harp, we call it Wade County for a reason. Dwayne Wade played 15 seasons in a Heat jersey. Mm-hmm. Can you name any of the other two teams he finished his career with?
He should get this.
It's the Bulls and the Cavs.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Very good. I knew the Bulls. I didn't know the Cavs. I didn't know he played.
Well, Bulls because he's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and played 1 year with the Cavs.
Yeah, I thought he ended his career in Chicago. I didn't realize he played another year with the Cavs. 2017, 2018. All right, Rob, here's one. Here's an old school one.
He actually ended it. Well, he didn't play for him again, but he ended it with Miami.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Rob, did you play against Chris Mullin?
In the championship back when he went to that other team.
No, you did. So you know the answer to this. Chris Mullin made white people proud for 13 years as a Golden State Warrior, but he ended his career with what other team? And you know it.
Run TMC went on the Indiana Pacers.
That's absolutely right. From, 97 to 2000. All right, last one, Harp.
My first Laker championship was against him.
The Glove, best known for his 13 seasons in Seattle. He bounced around to a few other teams, including wearing Lakers yellow alongside Rob.
No, I wasn't on the team.
Oh, you weren't there when Gary was there?
No, that was after.
Oh.
Yeah, because they lost that year in the championship.
Oh, that's right. You were gone. Yeah. That's right. I forgot.
They lost to the Pistons that year.
Do you remember where Gary Payton ended his career? Last 2 years of his career?
Yeah, it was Miami.
Good job, man. Yeah, Miami Heat. I don't remember the Glove playing for Miami either.
I remember that.
I do not.
Yeah.
Because he won a championship with Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
He was on that team, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on that team.
God, I covered that team, and I don't even remember that. Jesus. I don't know if that's old age or stupidity, but I don't remember that for nothing.
This was kind of an unfair fight.
Well, you knew a lot of these because you played alongside these guys.
I played a lot of those guys.
I'm going to be honest, man. I had no recollection that Tony Parker put on a Charlotte Hornets jersey. I had not at all.
I think it was for two. It might have been 2 years, 1 year. It wasn't that long.
No, it was. I think it was one season. Yeah. It was one season. The end of his career. I didn't. On a bet, never would have pulled that.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.